following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
All right, here we are, Fireside Chat for the eighth time, right? This is eighth Fireside Chat for you, and I pray that they continue to encourage you. Getting some good feedback still after the initial response, and we'll keep doing it as long as it's bearing fruit. And before I turn it over to Pastor Jeff and his family, actually, we're going to take you to their home for this Fireside Chat today. I'm looking forward to that. But before I do that, a couple quick announcements. And you know, I think most of you know by now that we have three formats available for all of our services, including the Fireside Chats. And those being our website, which is refugefamily.com/live, takes you directly, or you just go to the webpage and then click on Watch Live. And then we also have Facebook Live, for those of you on Facebook, and then also the Refuge app, which is a free app, and it's there for Android users and Apple users. But all three of those, and the reason I want to stress that is not so much a reminder, but in the event that there are issues with Facebook, which there have been across the country on just the increase and flooding of such type services, then switch over. You're watching and say, oh, I lost it. Then switch over to the app or to the website. So please just remember those three formats are available for you. And just in the event something happens, you can switch over. So that was number one. Number two is to remind you again, and for some of you, this is for the first time, that we have expanded our food distribution ministry in a couple of ways. Number one, we've got a great, teamed up with a great ministry that's doing incredible work. It's a ministry that is run by a former chef who makes family meals, freezes them, and then makes them available for special times like this. And it's a thriving ministry, and some of the larger churches in the county are using them, and now we are as well. And so I say that to you, Refuge family, because on Monday and Tuesday from 11 to 12, that's your time. That's the time for the family. Later in the afternoon, 2 o'clock, we open up our food distribution ministry to the public at large. But our Refuge family, and please, family, if you need it, take advantage of it. This is a provision from the Lord. So don't think, oh, I don't want to do that. If you have found that you've lost your job or your hours have been cut, or you're hearing like, hey, in 1 week, we're cutting you back, you know, 30%, whatever the case may be, here's a way to save some money that you would normally spend on food. And we're doing it for you guys. So it's there for you Monday and Tuesday, 11 to 12. And I'll turn it over to Pastor Jeff.
Go.
Hi, welcome to the Refuge Fireside Chat. We are filming today from our home. I've got with me on this couch, Abby, Jack, Bethany, my wife, and Taylor. And we just have some stuff for you today. We don't have a ton of stuff, but we've got some stuff for you just to encourage you and to give you some hope. One of the topics that we thought we would talk about today, just right off the bat, kind of one of the experiences we had this weekend was doing church at home. Surprise, surprise, being a pastor, I don't do church at home a whole lot. And so this weekend was a little bit of a challenge for us and our family to try to figure out how you do church with so many people all in one room watching one screen. So one of the things that we thought we'd just do is give some points on maybe ways to help out that. Maybe you're new to going to church online. So one of the things that we thought would be you get dressed. I know some of you people who are professional churchgoer online, you probably wear your jammies and your you get your coffee.
Jammies.
Jammies. And I think that's okay. I'm just saying maybe for some of us who need to get in that mentality, maybe you put some clothes on, you know, maybe that'd be a good thing. I would say the second thing that we kind of came up with would be sing with the worship leader. If it's Michael or whoever it is, and he's singing to an empty room, we can sing when we're in our homes. I think that's one of those things maybe that's a little bit more challenging to figure out, like, should I sing in front of my wife? Maybe I've never sung in front of my wife before. But now's the time to start doing that. Begin to sing and worship in your home. And if you have kids, you force them to sing. Is what you do. You tell them they have to sing or they don't get lunch. I would say this too, just being careful with the distractions that are all over our house. I know that housework could be one of those things. Well, I'm just going to turn it on. I'll listen to it in the background. Or even our phones. If you're not watching from your phone, a phone can be an immense distraction. I'm just going to answer that one text about lunch real quick or whatever. But then that becomes a distraction for what God's message is for you and your family that morning. I will just tell you this, as much as we love our kids, they can be a distraction even during the service as well. Yeah. A beautiful distraction, a beautiful distraction. But just kind of making a rule, hey, for these 30 minutes or however long it is, we're gonna sit together as a family and we're going to watch this message together. Or if it's just you, then again, putting all those devices or things out of the way that I can, if God's got a message for me and I'm at home this morning, I want to listen to that message. And one last thing for me, and then I'm going to pass this over to Jack. I would say for you at home who do have kids, I know that's not everyone, but for those who do have kids, start using the age-appropriate information that's being handed out through Refuge Family Ministry. You can go to Refuge Family Network on Facebook, Refuge Family Network, and just start using some of that stuff with your kids. We've got stuff planned for you, and so be ready to use that content and maybe just help your kids go to church at home. So with that, I'm going to ask my son, Jack, what's one way, Jack, that people maybe who have a young boy at home, what can they do to help them during services?
Probably like give them something in their hand, like a fidget spinner or a fidget cube or something.
Or putty.
Yeah.
Or a coloring page.
Or a coloring page if they're younger.
Yeah. That's a good answer. Is that, do you think that would help you if you had something to do with your hands?
Yeah.
While somebody else is talking?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Abby, how about you? What's something you could do?
Eating food helps me focus. So like you can like make popcorn or like if it's for breakfast, just make breakfast for the whole family while watching it.
What would be your favorite breakfast item to eat while watching church online?
Bagels or donuts.
Or bagels or donuts. And you can make bagels and donuts at home right now, right?
Yeah, I suppose. Not as good.
Mom, any ideas of what we could do to keep people occupied during church online?
Well, I think one thing is to, I don't want to say lower your expectations, but, you know, realize that you're in one place looking at one screen, whereas when you're at church, there's just a lot more to take in, and so it keeps you a little more engaged. So especially with kids and stuff like that, not expecting them to have their hands folded, like sitting in one spot the whole time, but you know, and might be shorter, maybe shorter than normal.
Yes.
If you're sitting in one spot.
I asked the kids when we were talking about what we were going to talk about, one of the things that came up would be have the messages be shorter. So that might be something we look into as well. Shorten the messages for the entire family. I'd say this other thing that I saw this somewhere. I can't remember where I saw it. But if you're with your roommates or whoever's with you or you're watching church with someone online or if with your kids, make sure you start the service off with prayer with your family. And then you close off the time with the service with your family in prayer. So it almost is like we're going to do our thing together and then we're going to watch someone do church online and then we're going to close it off with it being one of the things we do together as a family. So we're going to pray for the needs that we have or that are going on. So this is some points. You guys probably have more than that. You probably could share more on this topic than what we have expertise with, but thought we'd throw that out this morning. One of the things we wanted to do this morning is give each one of these kids a little opportunity to share a Bible verse that's been speaking to them, and they're going to share a little bit about that Bible verse. So I'm going to go with Taylor here next.
Go ahead. Okay. So the Bible verse I thought of was in 2 Corinthians 9:7, and it says, "You must each decide in your heart how to give, and don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure, for God loves a person who gives cheerfully." The reason why I chose this verse is because it's a good reminder during this time to give cheerfully and generously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we talked a little bit about that, about toilet paper, right? And eggs. Yeah. Right? We had someone come and give us eggs from down the street.
Our neighbors. Yeah. Because we just have, I just happened to run into her and I was coming from the store and I'm like, there are no eggs anywhere. And she showed up in the afternoon with the extra dozen. She was like, we had what we needed. And I was like, that is a cheerful giver who is not like, oh, I guess I'll give her eggs. I should probably give her eggs. But she like generously was like, you know what? We have enough for our family. Here you go. And gave them to us.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And also within the home, as we're all stuck together, in a great way, stuck together, just being generous with each other. Wouldn't you say that, Tay? Cheerful with each other?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's been hard, right? It's a little, takes some practice, but we're working on it. Abby, how about you?
Oh, okay. Well, the verse that I chose was Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? This is like a good reminder in this time because like everyone's panicking and they like don't know who to like trust kind of, and they don't know what's going to happen next. But it's like a good reminder that like the Lord is in control and he's going to like take care of us.
Yeah. And we've had bouts of that, haven't we? Times of feeling like, what is going on? We talked about kind of rhythms and schedules and things being thrown off. And that's kind of the hardest thing for me is that there's times when, right, Abby, when our rhythms are thrown off. We, even though sometimes we're like, I don't want to go to school. School all of a sudden seems like, oh, man, that's a rhythm I actually kind of miss a little bit. And sometimes those things can throw us and cause us to be anxious and get worried. And we wonder, why am I worried? I don't even really want to go to school. But in this moment, it's like, that's one of those patterns. And I've had that in as we walk through these last however many days it's been, there's been times of like a little bit of anxiousness of like, oh, what's going to happen when, or what about this? And there is that worry that we can sometimes build up. And I think that's a great passage, Abby. To focus our attention on Lord. Bethany had an instance yesterday.
About a bout of panic about butter. So I'm at the store and I have kind of felt like I haven't really been like too stressed or really too worried about the whole thing. But I was at the store and I had gotten most of the things that were on the list. And I got to the butter case and there was no butter at all. Like not even like a tiny square of butter. And all of a sudden my chest gets like, I've got this pressure in my chest. I'm having to take deep breaths and I feel like I'm going to cry. And I'm texting Jeff. I'm like, I don't know what's wrong with me right now. Like the butter sent me through the roof. I can't do it. And you know, just it hits us at different times because it is kind of a buildup of just different things and uncertainty. And so, and the Lord provided through my friend Andrea who went to Costco and got me some butter while she was there. So.
And if we can honestly say it really isn't about the butter, right? We can look at that and think it's not the butter. We can live without butter.
Yeah.
But it is that kind of attack on what our normal schedule is and what our routine is and what we're used to and what our minds are used to. And those routines and schedules are great. And maybe the Lord's throwing those off now for a reason, for us to find new patterns and new rhythms and new schedules. But all that, it goes back to Abby's passage is like, God, I believe you are in these changes. And I believe you're a good God and I'm going to trust in your faithfulness. And so, yeah, just, you know, as you're wrestling with those things, always go back. Okay, God, what's going on in my heart, in my mind? That's important for me to recognize. And then I want to turn those things over to you and trust in you. I think Jack's got something for us.
This one is from 1 Corinthians 16:4. Apostle Paul said this, do everything in love, which means like if you're about to say something rude to somebody, you should pause and think, would that be loving to them? And if it's not, just don't say it.
And you have you had lots of opportunities to do that since we've all been in quarantine?
Go ahead.
So we've been talking a little bit about a book that I read by Emerson Eggerichs called Before You Hit Send. And you can also use it when you're thinking, because a lot of us, our communication with other people is over text, over email, but also in our conversations with each other. And he says, before you hit send, you ask four things. Is it true? Is it kind? Because things can be true, but are they kind? Do you need to say it? Is it necessary and is it clear? Is it true? Is it kind? Is it necessary and is it clear? So asking yourself those things before you hit send and you regret it. Or before you speak. Before you speak and regret it.
Yeah. So. Well, those are some devotionary thoughts that we've had. Bethany's going to close our time off with one that the Lord put on her heart, and hope this has been a blessing for you.
So something that the Lord's actually been bringing up again and again the last several months, when I've kind of been asking him if I'm supposed to either be stepping out in a certain area or passing things on in a certain area. And then again, I don't know, I mean, I do know why, because he's speaking to me, but Psalm 37, verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good, dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Just that idea of, I just want you to dwell in the land and feed on my faithfulness. I want you to stay where you are. And what better time should this verse come up is when the Lord is like, no, I want you to actually dwell in your house and feed on my faithfulness. Mm-hmm. Watch how I provide and watch how I care for you while you are in your homes. Watch how I take care of you and things like that. So dwell, we're all dwelling in the land right now. Where some people are dwelling in other lands because they can't come back to their homelands. But yeah. God is calling all of us where we are right now to just dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Because when we feed on his faithfulness, that is what is satisfying. That is the food that is satisfying to us. So I hope that's an encouragement to you to just hold on to him and his word and your family.
Let's pray. Lord, thanks for your faithfulness and your goodness. Lord, we are, Lord, we're dealing with all the same stuff everyone's dealing with. What's next? What's next? And yet, Lord, we are continually, intentionally focusing our hearts and our minds on you, whether that be through a podcast or through reading a book, through being in your word, through praying together as a family, through being part of this fireside chat, through being part of the weekend services. Lord, we're focusing our attention upon you and hungry to see you at work and what you have for us. Lord, and in some ways excited about what the next step is for the church. Lord, asking, Lord, do you speak into this season as we walk through it? Lord, we pray, Lord, for those people who are suffering with the virus now. Lord, we pray for those people to be healed. We pray for eradication of this virus. Lord, in Jesus' strong name, we pray that you would get rid of it. As far as the east is from the west, Lord, that you eradicate this virus from the face of this earth. Lord, we pray this in Jesus' name, Lord. And we ask that you do this mighty work. Thanks for this time today. Amen. Amen.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.